From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A highly contentious televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is going on right now at Hofstra University outside New York. If anyone expected a dignified discussion between the two candidates, that hope was quickly dispelled. Trump blamed China for currency devaluation and U.S. job losses. Clinton says Trump stands for what she called trumped-up, trickle-down economics. According to opinion polls taken before tonight's debate, the two candidates are locked in a very tight national contest, with Clinton holding a slight lead. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and the national guerrilla movement known as the FARC has been signed. At the signing, the FARC leader apologized to the victims of the country's half-century of conflict. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena. Colombians will render a final verdict on the agreement in a nationwide referendum October 2nd. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syria and its Russian plane allies Monday stepped up bombing campaigns to rebel parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced the U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of Aleppo. This is VOA News.